There are many unwritten rules that govern hunters as responsible stewards of the outdoors. True hunters have always stood tall and proud for our natural resources. Hunter education instructors in Ontario bestow age-old values into new hunters, and yours truly is proud to see young people carrying our age-old hunting heritage torch. So today, we will be talking about just that, the real story about Ontario hunters.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
hunter education, firearm safety instructors, and veteran guides from Guide to Game, Mark Yorkovich, Senior and Junior, are in studio to talk about what being a hunter is all about. Wild turkey season is just around the corner, and in case you didn't know, you need to get certified before you can hunt them. Wild Turkey Program Coordinator with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Justin Millett, is in studio to tell you all you need to know to get legal for this season. Plus, part three of what is going on with Ontario's moose management. Proposed changes may affect your 2015 moose hunt, 2016 season, and beyond. All this plus MNRF news on an all-new Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, to most people, winter means warming by a fire on a bearskin rug and listening to the sweet song of the winter winds over a hot cup of cocoa. At least, that's how I assume those softies picture it. As for the rest of us, we want to be right out there in the action, fishing on the frozen lake. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from shelters to fishing line to make sure that your time on the ice is spent fishing like a pro. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Plan to attend the 87th OFAH Annual General Meeting and Fish and Wildlife Conference, March 20th and 21st, Mississauga, Ontario. Two action-packed full days featuring the annual general meeting, informative seminars, workshops and award presentations, the President's Wild Game and Fish Reception, plus Friday night's entertainment the Evisons. Don't delay. Register today. Call Giselle Hatton at 705-748-6324, extension 232.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. What does it really mean to be a hunter? That's an interesting question. Getting your training in both Canadian firearm safety and hunter education is the springboard for a deeper and more meaningful lifestyle we know as hunting. Mark Yorkovich Sr. and Jr. have dedicated their lives to training, teaching, and guiding students towards becoming hunters. And they're with me to talk about their passion here today.
Guide to Game. Obviously, you're hunting guides. Mark Sr. is a hunter educator. He is a Canadian firearms and Canadian restricted firearms trainer. He is a national bow hunting trainer. And Mark Jr. is hunter education and mentoring for Canadian firearms. So, I mean, I've got the right guys here to talk about hunting ethics. That's for sure. And, you know, what comes to mind when I was in school, I remember our teachers telling us that these dodo birds went extinct because of hunting. You know, people came and they hunted them all. And that's why there was no more dodo birds. Well, I did some reading on it in my later years and found out that that was entirely incorrect. That settlers coming to that island where those birds were introduced animals such as pigs and dogs to the habitat that normally weren't there. And these birds had evolved without the need for being defended against these. Same thing with Africa. When you look at the problems they have with poaching over there. A wise man once said that if they had modern regulated hunting over there right from the beginning, they wouldn't have the problems they have right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about hunting ethics today. And I think you guys are a perfect pair to talk about that. Let's start with Junior. What would you add to the conversation? As a hunter, what would ethics mean to you? Some big words there.
Yeah, so for me, I think ethics for myself and in our business are the things that we attach or add on to, you know, the basics that are provided by the legislation and the law. And I got that directly from him when I apprenticed under him as a hunter instructor,
okay.
Which is that, you know, if it's ethical, by definition, it's legal. And if it's legal, by definition, it's ethical. But the buck doesn't stop there. There's other things that you have to attach to it. And, you know, we were talking beforehand about the swimming duck example.
Is it legal to shoot a duck that's swimming in the water?
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do hunters do that?
Very rare. The only time a hunter will shoot a duck on the water is if it's already wounded.
It's already wounded.
And that, again, is another ethical concern. You don't want to leave a wounded animal. You don't want it to swim away and die. And so that's why you do that. So that's where people have to make their own choices. And all we can do is really guide them to those.
Right, absolutely. And I think as human beings, we do the right thing. We really do the right thing. And I think that that's the reason why hunting is not only so popular, I mean, almost 500,000 people in Ontario, but it's also our wildlife populations have done so well. In fact, not so much you, Junior, but for Mark Sr. and myself growing up, there were no wild turkeys in Ontario. There were no elk in Ontario. And it's, you know, maybe my great-grandfather maybe did see a wild turkey back at the turn of the last century, one of the last ones walking around Newcastle, who knows. But it's hunters' efforts and dollars that have brought them back to the range where they once belonged. And I don't think anybody walks a talk like that.
No.
No, absolutely. And there is that stigma in the non-hunting culture, and, you know, it's nobody's fault. Well, maybe it's the media's fault, but, you know, we've got models like Elmer Fudd and Duck Dynasty and things like that that sort of portray the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people that have never experienced it, they default to that understanding. They think that hunters are just out there looking for the trophy or acting irresponsibly, and they don't make the connection between conservation and ethics and hunters. Those two things don't belong together in the mind of a lot of people. And so we use the turkey example as a teaching aid in the class, when we explain to people, you know, you're going to encounter people that are anti-hunting. They're entitled to that opinion.
Yes.
Because they've never done it.
Absolutely.
They're still entitled to it.
Mm-hmm.
Use the turkey example. You know, have you, as a non-hunter, ever seen a wild turkey? Oh, well, yes, I have. In fact, we were up at the cottage 2 weeks ago. We saw 20 of them in the field. Well, did you know that you wouldn't have seen them there if it weren't for the dollars and the time and the efforts of hunters and volunteer organizations? you know.
And it brought them back.
That'll either open their eyes or they'll not want to see that. But if they go and Google it, all they have to do in the age of information is go and look that up on their own.
And they'll know.
And they're going to know firsthand that, that we're behind that kind of conservation.
I had it said to me once that ethics isn't something that you do when you're with a crowd of people. It's something that you do when you're alone. That defines your ethics.
We will return with more from Mark and Mark after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my talk with hunting guides and educators, Mark Yorkovich Sr. and Jr.
These facts that people need to know also help them tell people who don't hunt why they do what they do. And here's an example. 2 years ago, I came home, got a nice deer with my bow.
Sure.
As a hunter, I understand that was the best decision at the time. And it's same with bears or anything else. I understand well enough how things work that I can be part of nature without impacting the wildlife populations.
I think we as hunters, just by virtue of the fact that we're out there doing all the other things related to hunting, we have context for killing animals. We are able to put killing in context.
Mm-hmm.
And back to the non-hunting public, they lack that context, and it's sort of our responsibility to put it in context for them. So yeah, it, absolutely in line with what you're saying, you know, we have a context for the killing. We're able to make these management decisions based on what we observe in all those hours that we're out there not killing.
Right. But generally, how do you find students react to this when you teach it to them in the Hunter Ed program?
We have to use examples, and, you know, that's where I can draw on, you know, my 40 years of hunting experience to give them examples.
Yes.
That have taught me, and it puts it in a new light for them.
And you know, this is something you can't learn on a computer screen.
No.
Seriously, when I talk to students, the same as what Mark just alluded to, when I talk about things like respecting the animal, these type of things, they look at me and go, respect the animal, understand the animal's biology. You know, I never expected all this. I thought you were going to tell me, you know, this is how you do this. And how, no. You're, as a hunter, for that brief moment in time, you're becoming intrinsically attached to nature, where you originally came from.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to be successful at that, you need to know these things. Yeah, my class is same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right. It's okay to harvest them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to still respect them and make use of all of the parts of the animal. You have to offer them a clean kill. That's the hardest one.
Yes.
You know, because...
And that's part of respecting an animal, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's that. And you have to make them think about it, because you can't teach them everything at the beginning. It's an introduction only.
Mm-hmm.
But to lay down that groundwork for those ethical considerations is the biggest part of the job.
It really is, and it's not something that you tell. It's not something that you teach. Like you were saying, Mark, earlier, you provoke thought.
Yeah.
And as humans, we do generally take the right path.
Mm-hmm. A well-placed arrow or a well-placed bullet is a far preferable way for an animal to expire in the wild than the other three alternatives, which are the three S's, right? Screaming, starving, or shivering. That's kind of the options, you know? I thought that was really clever when him and I were talking about it, and then I Googled it and figured out that Teddy Roosevelt said that about 70 years ago, so.
Yeah.
I used to use the analogy, they die by tooth or claw,
right?
Which is a very violent way to describe it, and probably not the best one. And Mark came up with the three S's, and that's the one we use in the classroom now, and it's a much better analogy.
Humane, respect the animal, a humane kill, mm-hmm. and great food, pure meat, and you know what? I'm sure it's you guys are finding the same thing. Some of my students, ex-vegetarians, people who are moving towards this, they don't want to eat store-bought meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's a big shift, right? People not wanting to have that faceless relationship with the food on the table.
We have seen that where people have come in who have chosen a vegetarian lifestyle and then done the next leap, which is, okay, well, it's okay to eat wild game.
Yes.
Because it's a more ethical choice.
Absolutely.
Blew us away the first time we had two ex-vegans register for the class, and we thought, this is new. How are we going to handle this? And so we did the introduction like we often do to break the ice at the beginning of the class. And he asked, well, you know, why are you here? I was like, well, my partner and I are here because we were picking apples the other day in an apple orchard. And she looked at me and said, we could do this with meat.
Wow.
And that was their epiphany, picking apples. They saw some deer while they were picking apples, and they're like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're ending a life. we're ending a vegetable's life by pulling it off the tree.
Absolutely.
If we can do it, you know, we avoid humane sometimes and try and steer towards using ethical to mm-hmm. try and dissolve that attaching human characteristics to animals, right? But if we can do that ethically and least suffering.
Yes.
That's the difference between plucking an apple and plucking an animal or a fish out of its natural habitat.
No difference at all. And one of my students once, this is a perfect reply to a question that I ask, why we hunt, which is another show altogether. But, you know, why do we hunt? And one of the students said, well, the way I see it is when I get hungry, something has to die. It's true. It's where we live. It's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So in closing, that's, you know, ethics. Shooting ducks on water. Hunters don't do these type of things, and hunters walk the talk. And I applaud the guys out there who are on the ground leading these conservation movements, and guys like you guys who are, you know, out there teaching the new students about our ways and our heritage, because like I say, a flat screen ain't going to do the job.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming out, guys, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks for having us.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, to most people, winter means warming by a fire on a bearskin rug and listening to the sweet song of the winter winds over a hot cup of cocoa. At least, that's how I assume those softies picture it. As for the rest of us, we want to be right out there in the action, fishing on the frozen lake. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from shelters to fishing line to make sure that your time on the ice is spent fishing like a pro. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to current approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio's exclusive feature on moose management in Ontario. Joining me today is Mark Rickman, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Okay, Mark, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks, Randy.
So, can you give us some details on what's going on so far? What's gone on up to date so far on this moose issue?
Sure. Going back to 2014, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry conducted moose aerial inventories in 24 wildlife management units and revealed that some populations have declined dramatically. So, and that actually echoes what, pardon me, what hunters had been saying for quite some time in some of these units. They were seeing fewer moose, and in particular fewer calves in many of these areas, or that it was simply becoming harder to hunt, and they'd have to hunt harder and longer in order to be successful. So as a result, the MNR reduced the number of adult validation tags in many units, quite dramatically in some units. I think Unit 28 saw a decrease of about 93% in the number of tags, from one year to the next. So that's an obvious shock to many hunters. But it begged the question, why is licensed moose hunting the only management tool that the MNRF seems to rely on to manage moose populations? So as a result, after quite a bit of outcry from the public and our members and even non-member moose hunters, the OFAH wrote a letter to the MNRF expressing our concerns and providing several recommendations, constructive recommendations on the future of moose management.
Okay, and those recommendations, have you got any in front of you there?
Yeah, there are actually, if I remember correctly, 16 recommendations in all, and actually the full letter is available on our website, www.ofah.org/moose. But in general, we called on the MNRF to manage moose populations themselves and not just licensed moose hunters. But more specifically, we called for an increase in funding for moose aerial inventories so that those MAIs could be flown more frequently and with a greater degree of precision than had been in the past. A reinstatement of the spring bear hunt across all of Bear Range in Ontario, something that we've been fighting hard for ever since it was canceled in 1999. A liberalization of predator hunting, specifically in northern Ontario, so that hunters that were interested could harvest more wolves in certain areas. Okay. A complete review of the amount and quality of habitat that currently exists, because we're not even entirely sure that we have the amount and type of habitat to support the moose populations that we think we should have. Perhaps the habitat doesn't even exist to reach the target that we're aiming for. We requested the MNR engage Aboriginal communities in discussions to get a better, more precise and accurate estimate of Aboriginal harvest of moose. You know, we're not recommending limiting their season or their treaty rights in any way whatsoever, but we were seeking a little bit better information from Aboriginal harvesters, because let's be honest, it's really difficult for the MNRF to ensure the sustainability of a licensed hunt when they don't know what the Aboriginal communities are taking. It's very difficult when that's a potentially big unknown. And we called for the establishment of a provincial moose technical committee to aid the MNRF in examining and assessing all of the factors that impact moose populations, including but not limited to license hunting.
We will return with part three of what is going on with Ontario's moose management. Proposed changes may affect your 2015 moose hunt, 2016 season, and beyond.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing lines. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio's exclusive feature on the future of moose management in Ontario.
Okay, so that's quite an earful, but you know, a lot of it makes sense. You want to have all your data in place. You want to make sure that you have all the information that you need in terms of, you know, habitat requirements, numbers, surveys, or not surveys as much as maybe inventories, that sort of thing, in order to get some sort of a paint a picture. Now, did they respond to these recommendations, Mark?
Yeah, actually, they did relatively quickly. And we, the Federation, met directly with MNRF staff to discuss the recommendations. And we were actually successful in convincing them that you know, moose management requires more than just restrictions on licensed moose hunters. We haven't seen too much progress in that respect yet, but we do have a commitment from the government to assess those factors a little more thoroughly than has been done in the past.
Okay, so in last week's episode, we did speak with Len Hunt.
Yep.
And we did allude to the public consultation and that sort of thing. Can you expand on that at all?
Yeah, sure. In late 2014, the MNRF held three focus group sessions, as they were called, and they weren't public consultation per se. They were more of, I guess, an information gathering stage where invited stakeholders were asked to comment on draft population objectives, as well as potential harvest management changes. So things, mostly season changes.
So what about calf seasons? I know, would it be a shortened season on them as well, or just...
Yeah, some of the things that that people in the focus groups were asked to comment on were things like shortening the calf season. And then, in fact, they were actually recommending a week long open calf season at that point. You know, an early close to the season, so closing it early, delaying the opening of the season, a short season that was specific to cows and calves. So a hunter who had, for instance, a cow validation tag could take either a cow or a calf in that season, or calf validation tags as exists in some wildlife management units in southern Ontario.
Right, right. Okay, so and Len was mentioning the same thing. You know, they got all these kind of a basket of ideas back, and they kind of sifted that about. So in closing, you know, we've got some more ground to cover next week, but in closing, I guess at this point in time, where are we at?
Well, the comment period just closed. Next week, we will talk about the proposed changes that were on the environmental registry. But the comment period closed earlier this week, so we will be in a holding phase for now to determine, or I guess give the MNRF an opportunity to review all of the comments and considerations and recommendations, and then they plan on making a final determination, obviously, before the publication of the hunting regulation summary, which would be typically in mid-April, sometime around there.
Okay, so for all you listeners that, you know, are moose hunters, or you're concerned about this, because as a hunter you should be concerned, next week tune in, and how about you come back, Mark, and we'll talk a little bit about some proposed changes and where everything's heading from here.
Wild Turkey Program Coordinator Justin Millett is on deck to talk about all you need to know about how to get legal for wild turkey hunting this spring. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. You know, to most people, winter means warming by a fire on a bearskin rug and listening to the sweet song of the winter winds over a hot cup of cocoa. At least, that's how I assume those softies picture it. As for the rest of us, we want to be right out there in the action, fishing on the frozen lake. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need from shelters to fishing line to make sure that your time on the ice is spent fishing like a pro. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings.
So joining me today is Justin Millett, the Wild Turkey Program Coordinator with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Justin, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's nice to be back.
So wild turkey were introduced, obviously, back in the 80s for the purpose of biodiversity, hunting, and, of course, viewing opportunities. Now they've found their way all through the province, and there's lots of them around, and there's hunting opportunities for them now.
Yeah, and they keep opening up for us, too, which is nice.
Yeah, which is great. So, but, of course, just having your hunter education and your firearm safety and your PAL and all isn't enough. You need an additional license. So what do you need in terms of licensing to hunt for wild turkeys?
To hunt wild turkeys in Ontario, you do have to attend a course. There are two different options for that. You can either do a sit-in course, which we have 17 of them left to do this year, okay. Or you can, of course, purchase the DVD and watch it at home, get in touch with an instructor and write that way as well.
Okay, so there's a course you can attend. There's also this DVD that replaces the course?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay, so how long would it take if I was to go and attend one of these courses? How long would it take? And what am I looking at in terms of what are they going to teach me? What are they going to tell me that I don't already know about turkeys?
Yes, so the course that you're going to attend, it is roughly four and a half hours.
Okay.
They're going to cover off different hunting techniques, safety, different legislation, right, along with the different seasons that we have as well.
So regulations and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and it's important to know that because I think when I used to do your job, people would call and say, why do I have to take this course? What's so different about a turkey? And the first question that comes to mind is, what kind of wild turkey can you harvest in the spring? And the answer that I always get back would be, well, obviously only the males, but that's not necessarily true.
That's true. You get that one a lot, and it's definitely in the spring, just the bearded ones, and
yeah,
occasionally you do get hens with beards, so you can harvest them legally.
You can, and obviously maybe want to keep in mind that the hens you know, are laying eggs at that time of year too. But
yeah,
we need to know these regulations and we need to know the safety aspect. So that's the reason why we have the course. Now, if I don't have time on a weekend to go and do this, and or maybe I'm in rural Ontario, the DVD, length of time that it takes, and how do I get my testing done after I've watched this DVD?
Yeah, so the DVD is about an hour and a half in length. You watch the DVD, it covers off everything that you need to know. You get in touch with an instructor in your local area through ohep.net.
Okay.
Set up a time that meets with both parties, sit down, write the exam, and as long as you pass the exam, you have the paperwork required to go to Service Ontario.
So it's the same exam for the DVD as it is for the course, I presume?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. So we have two choices here. Pricing. Is there a variation in pricing? How much is this going to cost?
No variation. It's $35, whether you want to do the sit-in course or the DVD in the in your own living room.
Perfect. And the nice thing about courses, I suppose, is, you know, they're obviously experienced turkey hunters and, you know.
Yeah. The course is definitely a good way to go. It's very, very personalized. You really do get to learn an awful lot more that way. And in reality, you can't ask a DVD a question. So
yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I mean, the guys teaching these courses are obviously, you know, experienced wild turkey hunters. So if you have any questions beyond, you know, the course curriculum, I'm sure that they're there to answer that for you.
Yeah.
Which is great. So with that all being said, if I wanted to take a course, where there, you say there's 17 of them left. Where are these courses located in Ontario right now? Or where are we, what do we got coming up?
Yeah, so we do have the first one on the 28th of March in Waterloo.
Okay.
After that, we have Barrie, Belleville, Brantford, Oshawa, Owen Sound, Armprior, Windsor, Markham, Peterborough, Hamilton, Kingston, Sudbury, Lindsay, Mississauga, Ottawa, and London.
Are they starting a little bit later on towards April and then going towards the opening day?
Yeah, so the first one, like I said, is on March 28th, but they do go all the way through to the 25th of April.
Right.
With turkey season opening on the 27th of April in wildlife management units with wild turkey hunting season in the spring.
Okay.
You still do have the time to get all that paperwork, get your license, and get out in the field.
For the last minuters.
Very last minute.
And we're all kind of like that, aren't we? We kind of leave everything right till the end. And it's, I think it's just our nature. We all live a very busy lifestyle.
Yep.
So do you turkey hunt yourself?
Yes, I do.
Do you have time after doing all this stuff?
I think there's a reason why they hide me in the office during turkey season, but I do enjoy getting out whenever I can.
And what is it that you like about turkey hunting as opposed to it? And I know that you're a licensed trapper and you're also obviously an experienced hunter, but what is it about turkey hunting that you like that is maybe a little bit different than the run-of-the-mill hunting?
Turkey season's really nice because it's in the spring that you're getting out. Things are just coming into bloom, and it's just a whole different experience than getting out in the fall.
Yeah, I get to see a lot of different things. But then again, when you're out there in the spring, there's a lot of other users out there in the woods. And
yes, there are.
And another reason why we have all this. And I enjoy turkey hunting too. By no stretch of the imagination am I an expert. They usually do the exact opposite that I think they're going to do. But awesome hunting opportunities. I think the most common problem that we had with the wild turkey hunting when I was sitting in your seat was trespassing.
Yes.
For all our listeners, I mean, they're very visual birds and you can see them. It doesn't mean that you can access people's property.
Yes. Yeah. So you definitely have to make sure that you have landowner permission if you're going onto private land, just to make sure that you're allowed to be there and that the landowner actually knows that you're out using the property.
Yeah, I think that's one of the attributes I notice the most about wild turkeys is they tend to like private property for some reason.
I don't know how they read no trespassing signs, but they know exactly what side of the fence to be on.
And for you listeners who have not yet harvested a wild turkey, they are delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, they're very good eating, and you're allowed to shoot. How many in the spring are you allowed? You're allowed one turkey, and then you can buy another tag, but
yeah,
you can't shoot two in one day.
No, you can't.
Right. So very good, Justin. Anything to add?
I think that pretty well sums it up. If anybody does have any questions, they can always contact me here at the office.
Okay.
Or all the information's on the OFAH website at ofah.org/turkey.
And then you just go underneath the hunting and into wild turkey hunter education.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we'll get you back in here closer to the season for another primer.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Don't go away. We will return after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from raffle ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and this is your MNRF News. A Port Perry resident has pleaded guilty to several trapping violations. He was fined $1,500 for trapping without a license, $1,000 for improperly setting leg hole traps for mink, $1,500 for trapping fisher, and $1,000 for falsifying fur harvest reports. In addition to the fines, he is prohibited from trapping for 1 year and from using leg hole traps for 3 years. He must also successfully complete the fur harvest, fur management, and conservation course prior to regaining his trapping license. Court heard that on November 11, 2013, conservation officers received a complaint that a person was trapping on private property in Scugog Township without landowner permission. A trapping license is not valid without written permission from the landowner. Further investigation revealed that he had improperly set several leg hole traps for mink in other areas of Scugog Township and was attempting to trap fisher, for which he did not have an assigned quota. Officers also found that in 2012 and 2013, he had falsified mandatory fur harvest reports by reporting fisher on his district license that were actually harvested in another district. Justice of the Peace, Dolly V. McCoy, heard the case in Ontario Court of Justice Whitby on December 18, 2014. To report a natural resources violation, call the MNRF tips line at 1-877-847-7667 toll-free anytime or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-8477. Don't go away. We will return after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from raffle ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Plan to attend the 87th OFAH Annual General Meeting and Fish and Wildlife Conference, March 20th and 21st. Mississauga, Ontario. Two action-packed full days featuring the annual general meeting, informative seminars, workshops and award presentations, the president's wild game and fish reception, plus Friday night's entertainment, the Evisons. Don't delay. Register today. Call Giselle Hatton at 705-748-6324, extension 232. Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Joining me now is the coordinator for biodiversity, education, and awareness with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Jessica Ferguson. Jessica, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for having me.
So I've been reading on about the 2015 Ontario Biodiversity Summit, the Young Leaders for Biodiversity. What can you tell me about this? Sounds really cool.
Well, the 2015 Biodiversity Summit will connect people from all across Ontario and hopefully around the world to talk about, celebrate, and take action to protect biodiversity. The Young Leaders for Biodiversity Summit is an opportunity for the next generation of Ontario's conservationists to have their say in the future of the province's biodiversity.
So what age would you have to be to participate in this?
For the Young Leaders for Biodiversity Summit, we're asking for delegates aged 18 to 30, and there is actually a selection process to determine attendance. The application is available online at www.ontariobiodiversitysummit.ca/youngleaders. To participate in the main summit, the core summit, any age, definitely. We would be happy to have people of any age.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So it's pretty easy to get involved.
Absolutely.
And it's something that's important. It's our planet, which is something that we hopefully all care about.
That's right.
So if you know somebody, or if you yourself want to get involved, or if you know somebody, how do they get the application to you? How do they find out more information? That sort of thing.
So we have a number of social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Those are all available on our website. Again, www.ontariobiodiversitysummit.ca/youngleaders. So visit the website. You can connect with us through all of our social media channels, and the application is available there to download. Just fill it out and send it off to us, and then there's a review process, and we'll let you know around the beginning of April.
Around the beginning of April, and I know the deadline's coming up soon. What is the deadline on that?
So for the core summit, the early bird rate ends March 27th. So it'll knock about $75 off of the price for the entirety of the conference, which is a pretty great deal. And registration will be open after that. But if you want to get a bit of a deal, definitely try and get in there before March 27th.
Yeah, for sure. You'll want to do that before March 27th, which is only a week away. So make sure that you get involved in that. There again, it's www.ontariobiodiversitysummit.ca. You can also get in touch with Jessica Ferguson at jessica@hfhc.ca or give her a call at 705-748-6324, and the extension is 102. Jessica, thanks for dropping in and letting us know about this. Pretty exciting stuff.
I'm definitely excited for it.
Perfect. Thanks.
Don't go away. We will return after these important messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, this is Mike Miller, and when I'm fishing, nothing beats the confidence and enjoyment that comes with using the best equipment. There's a reason why generations of professional anglers, guides, and camp operators make Lund their boat of choice. They stand up to the elements and the repeated use that hardcore anglers put them through, season after season. Isn't it time for you to experience the Lund difference? Visit LundBoats.com to find your closest Lund dealer today. Lund Boats, built by fishermen, for fishermen.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk's fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
We've always known that Ontario hunters are much more than what meets the eye.
Hunters have an intrinsic attachment to nature that is unmatched and unrivaled. Take pride in knowing you are a true hunter and be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Hey, you can also check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at wrvoradio.com.